Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back 7 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with Rob Levin. We're talking about content. Not content marketing so much, although content marketing is good. That's fine. I think, Rob, but content flypaper, right? Let's call it content flypaper. What do you think? I mean, but one of the things that we have a problem with small businesses is this kind of thinking about attracting and catching customers, getting them to do business with you through your content activity. That's such a different discipline from what they've grown up doing. And this is why I recommend, this is why you're successful. This is why I talk to them about find someone who knows how to do that, who does it, and pay them to help you with this. You're going to be engaged. You're going to be part of it. You're going to contribute to the original stuff. But get somebody to help you so you don't beat yourself up about it. It's not worth for a lot of people, it's not even worth learning about. Just get somebody to help you. What do you think?
Well, I have mixed feelings on that. So, look, myself, I actually hire a guy to write my blog with me. Now, they're all my ideas, but he's a better writer than I am. I'm an editor-in-chief. And what does that mean? That means I understand my customer really well. Mm-hmm. I'm not necessarily a great writer. I'm good. So I hire somebody. So I think there's nothing wrong with to hire somebody, but I do think as an owner of the business, you do have to understand it, and you do have.
No,
to
I'm talking about the. I'm not talking about believing it and subscribing to it. I'm talking about fulfilling it. I'm talking about doing the videos. I'm talking about writing the scripts for the videos.
Oh, of course.
I'm talking about helping you with content development for your blog. I'm talking whatever it may be. Somebody who thinks about, because if you're a true entrepreneur, if you're a 55, 60-year-old entrepreneur who came up out of the trenches digging this company out of the dirt, you're probably not going to be all that great at 21st century media.
That's right. You know, you do not have to be a videographer or a great writer. You know, I think, like I said earlier, small businesses, I think, have even better opportunities with content than large businesses do. One of my favorite examples, and I have nothing to do, I've never even met this guy. If you go to a website called riverpoolsandspas.com, you'll see a great example of a small business, a pool, you know, a guy that puts in pools and stuff, how an unbelievable job of content. On anything you can think of, if you're thinking about buying a pool, everything you can think of, this guy has done an amazing job. In fact, I think he's got a separate website where he teaches people how to do it. It's probably a good place to start. Obviously, I would recommend your book because your book talks about the way people are buying today and how control has shifted from the seller to the buyer. Another book you can look at also is Content Inc. By Joe Polizzi, who actually coined the term content marketing. Plenty of resources out there. And I think there's a lot of small businesses that actually get this and are doing a good job. But for the rest of you, this is a great opportunity to really build and engage an audience.
There's another thing to think. I want folks to think about. I'm gonna wager that everybody out there who's having difficulty with this has some kind of an interest, an avocation, or a hobby, or something, and every single one of them has gone to YouTube to watch somebody do a video, and the person in the video is the owner of a little shop. Like, for example, I like to fly fish, right? And I don't know how many times I've gone to a video to watch somebody do something associated with fly fishing, and they were doing it because they wanted you to come to their website. These are all small businesses.
That's right.
So, folks, when you're looking at these people doing this, what do you think they're doing? And so be like them, right, Rob?
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more.
Video's just one example. Go ahead.
Yeah, here's a great place to start. Feature your customers. Just show your customers. Feature your customers. Make your customer the hero. Show how your customer is using the product or not. Just talk about your customers in general. That's the people love to see.
It's amazing how that works.
Fun stuff. Yep.
And you know, I have someone in my life is in the car business, and I see these corny, goofy commercials where the customer's sitting on the sofa and they say, "We like this company because we like we've been, you know, whatever they're doing." And I asked him, I said, "Do those work?" He said, "You can't believe how much they work." You know, maybe the goofier, the cornier they are. Hey, Rob, I got to wrap it up. I need your website one more time.
RSLmedia.com.
Hey, Rob, good job today. Come back soon.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
See you next time. Rob Levin, ladies and gentlemen, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.